You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Bill Stomp, the Director of Sales and Vice President of Marketing for DigitalDispatcher.com, an innovative mobile solutions platform that provides comprehensive real-time information for managers and their employees. Bill, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric, thanks a lot for having me.
And you're welcome. So as the Director and Vice President of Sales and Marketing for DigitalDispatcher.com, please give our listeners an overview of DigitalDispatcher.com and its core benefits and services.
Great, Eric, thanks. Sure will. Well, we've kind of entered a whole new era of being able to manage mobile workforces, or our workforces that are in the field, whether it's delivery drivers or service techs that are out in the field. We can't see them because we're in the office. And so we're managing our business as business owners, business managers, business leaders. And our workforce, our primary assets, our people and our expensive vehicles, and that's in the payroll we pay for these people, the expense we have for delivery and field service, is all out there. And it's outside the four walls that the managers are typically in. And technology has now advanced to a point where we can better manage that workforce. So years ago, we used to have very expensive mainframe computers that moved into the businesses. Businesses began to manage and run more efficiently. Then computers migrated into households and schools. People began to manage their lives, their schoolwork better. And now computers have moved to a cost-effective platform called a smartphone or tablet, where that computer now can sit in the pocket of a driver or a technician. And now we can begin to bring the same efficiencies we brought to other parts of the business world to the mobile workforce. So with these new handsets that are typically as powerful as a laptop computer, these smartphones and tablets now allow us to wirelessly send work orders to people that are out in the field without us having to waste time phone calling back and forth, playing phone tag and things like that. So we can wirelessly send information out to these people over the same cell phone plan that they already purchased. So we don't have to go buy extra cell phone plans. We don't have to go buy extra, data plans. We can simply send it to the device they already have. So we've entered a place where we can not only send information back and forth real time in a wireless fashion, quickly, instantly, without a lot of expense and without a lot of time doing this. With just a click of a mouse, we can send the information to them, but then we can also load balance between people. We can see which drivers or technicians are falling behind in their work, wireless real time. We can see what's going on as though we are a satellite, an eye in the sky, watching our employees move from place to place, so tracking the location of our vehicles, tracking the work that's being done, and we can even reload balance our employees midday, three times a day, one time a day, completely eliminating overtime, completely eliminating the expense of managing our employee fleet, and essentially allowing the people in the office to be able to manage two to three times as many people that are in the field, so we can manage more assets in the field. So as companies grow, they don't need to add office staff. And then when it comes to the people in the field, they're able to work more efficiently because there's less voice communications that have to go back and forth. Everything becomes wireless, real-time, and it lands on their device as a work order. So it looks like a work order. It looks like a piece of paper on their device, and they continue to work as though they're on paper, but now it's on a smartphone or a tablet. A lot of companies are excited about it because it allows them to be paperless. A lot of companies are excited about it because it's helping them manage their outside labor force better than they've ever been able to before, allowing them to get more work done in the field and more work done in the office with less payroll hours.
That's pretty awesome. Now, what types of businesses can most benefit from using DigitalDispatcher.com?
The companies that we've been working with primarily over the last 12 years have been fuel delivery companies like heating oil, propane, gasoline, diesel, companies that deliver propane and oil and distillates like gasoline and diesel. Companies that do HVAC, they go to people's homes or commercial properties and fix their furnaces, air conditioners, heaters, things like that. And companies that do fleet fueling, so the companies that go in the middle of the night, they go to a fleet of buses and they refuel them in the middle of the night. Companies that deliver water, for example, bottled water delivery or porta potties. So people that have a delivery fleet or a service tech fleet, those are the companies we typically work with.
What would you say are some of the key features that distinguish Digital Dispatcher from competing services in terms of cost, options, success, rates, and ease of use?
Okay, great question. The interesting thing about Digital Dispatcher is that 12 and a half years ago, the people who started it said, hey, if the Nextel Direct Connect flip phones that most of the contractors were working with, if they had the computer power to that was equivalent to a couple times more than what was used to get us to the moon, then why can't those same little computers on those same handsets 12 years ago manage a lot of the work that's being done out in the field? So they looked at the alternative expensive options that would have been, you know, $5,000-$7,000 per vehicle, and said, well, this cell phone is already in their pocket. Why don't we just leverage that? So the whole Digital Dispatcher company was born on a cell phone, and it has over the last 12 years added the primary tools that we expect to be able to use, like route optimization, like point of sale invoicing, and fleet tracking, inventory tracking. Some of these are expected tools that companies desire to have to manage their fleets better. And so Digital Dispatcher simply bolted those programs together into one device, onto a smartphone tablet and a tablet. So instead of companies having to go and purchase a $5,000, $6,000 handheld computer, like what we see the FedEx guys come into our houses or offices with and we sign our names on them, those are $5,000 or $6,000 single-function devices to do one thing, point of sale. Well, that's a software program that's on that device. So if we take that software off that $5,000 computer and migrate that software and put it onto a smartphone, now a smartphone we can get for $200. So one of the interesting strategic benefits that Digital Dispatcher brings is the experience, 12 years experience, and the capability of taking the software that builds these other tools, the software of point of sale, route optimization, fleet tracking and inventory tracking, among others, combining that into one software program and putting it onto a handset that only costs a couple hundred dollars, a smartphone or a tablet. So it costs a lot less per vehicle. So instead of paying $5,000 per handset per vehicle, now it's $200. Instead of it costing $1,000 to install it per vehicle, it's maybe $100 to install it. Instead of you having to try to figure out this brand new, complex handset, it's a smartphone, and more people are becoming very familiar with smartphones and tablets. They like them. So the likability factor is exciting when we bring it to drivers and technicians that are, whether they're 70 years old or 30 years old, they like it. They've seen their friends, family, kids, grandkids using the same thing. They're familiar with it. They like how it feels in their hand, and they get excited about it. So there's a likability factor, there's an ease of use, there's a feeling that, hey, we're comfortable with this, we've seen it before, and oh my goodness, you combined all those softwares into one, so I don't have to go and try to program them all together and try to get them to work. I don't have to go learn four different computer programs, I just have to use one. That's cool. And so companies like that.
Very practical. Sounds like today we are joined by Bill Stomp, the Director of Sales and Vice President of Marketing for DigitalDispatcher.com, an innovative mobile solutions platform that provides comprehensive real-time information for managers and their employees here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Bill, by using DigitalDispatcher.com, how are companies better conserving their resources, saving money, and changing productivity?
That's what really brought me to Digital Dispatcher. As a person that was managing a larger fleet of 110 vehicles, we looked at all the different handheld solutions that were in the marketplace, tested them, tried them out, had 18 people work them out all summer long, and we had all of them march in and march out showing us their different solutions. We found that this solution, because it was easier to use, because it combined the primary software solutions of route optimization, fleet tracking, point-of-sale invoicing, and inventory tracking into one device, I could get four for the price of one, actually four for sometimes less than the price of one. So we were able to get more tools. Get more tools in such a manner that I didn't have to have a bunch of programmers on staff or a bunch of IT people on staff trying to, you know, make them all work together. So we got a tool that actually helped us streamline our business. And what our customers tell us is that I used to have three dispatchers. Now with Digital Dispatcher, I only need one. I used to have a lot of overtime, but now because this system, the route optimization, makes my drivers more efficient, and then that we're not calling them all the time allows them to the drivers and techs to do more work. For my technicians, because all the forms are actually built into the device, they can just tick off the forms as they go. And then because when they can do voice to text on the device, they can actually tell me safety issues, upsell opportunities with a quick voice to text. Now they're able to reduce the amount of staff they have, or do more with less, or grow their businesses without having to add additional staff, which is really exciting. And then they're also able to increase the revenues because they're able to get a lot of voice to text, upsell, documentation, and things like voice to text safety issues. So they're able to resolve things before they become a problem. Companies love that. They love the added management and control that they have through the solution.
If you would, walk us through the process of how a company or client would use the service.
Okay. So the solution is installed in an offsite server, so any computer in their office can access it. And it allows the dispatchers to with a click of a mouse, send out work orders to service techs or delivery drivers. To click a mouse, send it to their device. So the drivers and techs no longer have to really come into the office and spend 15, 20 minutes rummaging through paperwork and talking to people in the office. So it frees up the people in the office to get 15 more minutes worth of work, and the drivers and techs can get 15 more or a half hour more worth of work time. So the work is sent to their device. They go to their vehicles. If they need to do a pre-trip inspection, the pre-trip inspection form is built onto the device. And even that part, when they go through the vehicle inspection, when they complete it, they press done, and it emails it live real-time back to the office. The office knows what vehicles were inspected, what weren't, and what's wrong with any vehicles. So the driver or technician receives their work orders on their handset. They go to their vehicle, and they start their work. So right off the bat, you get another, typically about a half hour more worth of work just from that. Then the dispatcher has already optimized the route. So all the deliveries, all the service work orders are actually put on a map on the screen for the dispatcher. And the dispatcher is able to really quickly click, drag, and drop groups of work orders to each vehicle. Just put a circle around each one of them and drop them on the truck, click optimize, and click send. And all of a sudden, what took 4 hours, 5 hours to dispatch is now done in minutes. So the dispatcher has more time to do other things. The dispatcher sends it out. The driver or technician receives it, and they click turn-by-turn directions. They click that button that says map me. So they click the button that says map me, and it maps them with voice and visually takes them directly to the first location. It even shows them a picture of the house or the business when they get in front of it so they know they're at the right place. So they get to that location. They start their work. On the device, they click start. They go in and begin their work, whether it's a delivery or a service call. Once they complete it, if it's a delivery call, it actually speaks to the meters and those things that measure out how many gallons we're delivering. It manages and controls those valves and the registers and speaks to that so that we know how many gallons we've delivered, and it prints it off onto the invoice so we can leave it with the customer. Likewise, on a service call, when we go do the service call, we can just tick off the things that we're doing, and it creates a tracking mechanism of all the parts that were used, creates a custom invoice for the customer. The customer can do the electronic signature so that they've agreed to what the technician did, so there's no questions. We have that document. We print out a copy for them right there on the spot with a wireless printer that's on the technician's tool bag. The customer has an invoice on the spot. We have a copy of it. We also have an electronic copy of it. The technician or driver then click Math Me, and it maps them to the next place. So they're able to continue to do that throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, when all their work is done, instead of the clerical people having to hunt the driver's technicians down, trying to read the scribble that's on there, the paper that they've done, trying to find the lost paperwork, well, it's already been sent to them. Throughout the day, they're receiving each and every single invoice. They can check it, make sure it's right, call the guy live real time before he's forgotten what he did, answer any questions, but they have it all there. Instead of them having to retype all that stuff in, which takes hours, now they just click a button that says, I've done the QA check. This can be uploaded to QuickBooks or whatever your accounting software solution is, whatever your back office software. Click a button, it's all uploaded. So hours of clerical work disappear. That's great, and it's exciting because now the same clerical people that were doing just typing in stuff, now they can actually look at all the voice-to-text upsell opportunities that the technicians and drivers captured. And they can start calling on those saying, this is Mrs. Smith. I saw our technician was there, our driver was there. They noticed this. You know, how can we serve you? When can we take care of that for you? And now we have more profit coming into the outfit. Well, that's cool. But it gets better because as a manager, being able to look on a tablet, on a computer screen, on a laptop, or even on a smartphone from anywhere in the world and watching all this take place in real time on one screen, a manager dashboard, so that we can see our drivers and technicians moving from job to job. We can see how many jobs each driver and technician has. We can see the map. We can zoom in and do all the way to the street view and see where they're at. We can answer questions to customers faster. We can manage the business faster. We can manage the business from anywhere. It allows managers way more control than they've ever had before, visibility into the business, and even performance metrics of all the employees at just a click of a mouse. So it allows us to run our business smarter, faster, more efficiently, so we can make more profit for the company, so we have happier customers, and so we can have the money we need to provide great benefits and a great place to work for our employees.
Very helpful information. How about in conclusion, share with us some additional information about industries you would like to target as adopters of DigitalDispatcher.com?
Yeah, the companies that really love us are the companies that deliver propane, heating oil, diesel, gasoline, companies that do fleet fueling, the companies that do HVAC. Those companies love us. They use us throughout North America. Other companies that are asking us to help them are companies that deliver like bottled water, porta potties, even companies that are doing work with, believe it or not, bill collectors. So when it comes to companies that have a field staff, mobile workers on the field, we excel at providing a cost-effective platform to help them manage their business better on a platform people like, and it doesn't cost much to enter into it.
Certainly sounds like you have an incredible opportunity and service for those that you just mentioned. Certainly worth checking out. He is Bill Stomp, the Director of Sales and Vice President of Marketing for DigitalDispatcher.com, an innovative mobile solutions platform that provides comprehensive real-time information for managers and their employees. And once again, the website of reference is simply DigitalDispatcher.com. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Appreciate it.
You bet. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.